So I want to use as a title for my lecture tonight, The Other America. And I use this title because there are literally two Americas. Every city in our country has this kind of dualism, this schizophrenia, split at so many points. And so every city ends up being two cities rather than one. There are two Americas. One America is beautiful for situation. In this America, millions of people have the milk of prosperity and the honey of equality flowing before them. This America is the habitat of millions of people who have food and material necessities for their bodies, culture and education for their minds, freedom and human dignity for their spirits. In this America, children grow up in the sunlight of opportunity. But that is another America. And this other America has a daily ugliness about it that transforms the buoyancy of hope into the fatigue of despair. In this other America, thousands and thousands of people, men in particular, walk the streets in search for jobs that do not exist. In this other America, millions of people are forced to live in vermin-filled, depressing housing conditions, where they do not have the privilege of having wall-to-wall carpet, but all too often they end up with wall-to-wall rats and roaches. Almost 40% of the Negro families of America live in substandard housing conditions. In this other America, thousands of young people deprived of an opportunity to get an adequate education. Every year, thousands finish high school reading at a seventh, eighth, and sometimes ninth grade level. Not because they're dumb, not because they don't have the native intelligence, but because the schools are so inadequate, so overcrowded, so devoid of quality, so segregated, if you will, that the best in these minds can never come out. Probably the most critical problem in the other America is the economic problem. There are so many people in the other America who can never make ends meet because their incomes are far too low if they have incomes, and their jobs are so devoid of quality. And so in this other America, unemployment is a reality, and underemployment is a reality. I'll just wait until our friend can have her say.
Thank you.
I'll just wait until things are restored and everybody talks about law and order.